Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, many secondary schools have been struggling to fill teaching positions with hundreds of vacant posts in subjects particularly such as maths and Irish. This is according to an unpublished draft study by the Department of Education obtained by the Irish Times under Freedom of Information. And Paul Crone, director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, joins us this morning. Paul, your reaction to this? I imagine this is not news to you as such.
No, good morning, Kira. It's not surprising, to be honest. And I think it's important to say that 2 years ago, this was a national problem. It was affecting every area of the country. Whereas at the moment, it's more tend to be confined to specific areas within the country and now to specific subjects. So there has been an improvement, but it's still not good enough, and it is something that does need attention.
And when you say areas, is one of those areas we're talking about Dublin?
Dublin is primarily the biggest area where the problem is. There is also remote areas of the country and other smaller urban areas such as Cork are having issues.
And remote areas of the country would find it difficult to fulfil lots of positions such as GPs and all sorts of things. But the Dublin thing, I imagine, is down to the cost of living in Dublin, the cost of housing in Dublin, those types of things being significantly higher than the rest of the country. So the reality is, and we're not supposed to say such things, but it is true, that if you are a teacher in Leitrim, you are better off than if you were a teacher in Leixlip.
And that's one of the biggest issues we're having in school is the brain drain from Dublin. Experienced teachers, well, young teachers, I think, are happy to come to Dublin when they can pull together.
They want the life of Dublin,
And as they become more experienced, they're choosing to move down the country where their dollar goes further, I suppose, and they can purchase a house.
So are we saying then, the great unsaid, which is that we need to look at a Dublin waiting for teachers and very possibly other essential workers, key workers in Dublin?
Well, it's certainly something that needs to be on the table, but we certainly need to be, and we've a new government coming in now, so there's a potential for a shift. We need to look at helping and supporting these teachers and potentially other essential workers to get on the property market in Dublin, because we need to keep our best teachers in the area that they're working in.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I mean by Dublin waiting, is giving them something as a sweetener to keep them in the capital. The other thing that you know, hundreds of teaching positions vacant around the country, hundreds of teachers on career breaks, Paul.
Well, it's interesting because the statistics would be that the number of teachers on career break pre-pandemic 2019 is lower or in around the same number as are on career break now. And also the number of teachers in 2019 that are on the teaching council register but not active in Ireland. In other words, they are teaching abroad, be that in Australia, be that in Dubai, has not changed pre-pandemic either. So we've had the same number of teachers.
But we are at full employment now. So if you look across the papers this morning, you have stories about you can't fill teaching posts, but you also have stories about you can't fill things like Gardaí posts. There's other, you know, industries and other professions where you can't get people either. So at full employment, everyone is under pressure. If we are talking about things like a Dublin waiting, if we're talking about sweeteners to make it easier to be a teacher, do we not also need to be talking a bit about other things like, I don't know if stopping career breaks is a stick exactly, but other things that, you know, giving people career breaks at a time when we can't fill posts is not the best way to run the education system.
No, and I've had plenty of conversations with principals around the country who have struggled with that dilemma, because there's great richness to be had for our system with the experience that these teachers bring back. But there is a particular pinch point in Ireland at the moment. But the trend at the moment is that if a school refuses a career break, the teacher resigns because we are in a full employment situation. And they so they're left without that teacher.
Well, except for they were going to be left without that teacher anyway because they were going on a career break, and at least now they have a job to offer somebody else who might want it, surely. And I know what you're saying about the richness, but that's richness more so for individual teachers, you would imagine, who've gone off and experienced wonderful things. And maybe they bring a little of that back.
They do.
Yes.
They bring a lot of it back.
But there's a lot more richness to be had with having a teacher filling every post in your school, probably.
Well, if the teacher goes on career break or the teacher resigns, the school has a vacancy and they can fill that vacancy, and the teacher who comes in will have tenure in that position and can get a permanent position on the back of that. So there's very little difference in replacing a teacher who's on career break and a teacher who has resigned. But the thing with the teacher on career break is you're quite likely that they will come back, and you're banking the fact that they will come back to your school.
Right. Can I ask you another thing about the subjects that are particularly pinch points as well? Maths and Irish. What do you think that's about?
Well, maths has been around for a long, long time, and it's great that we finally have figures nationally on that. But from a school's perspective, to explain that in some way, you may have a teacher who is qualified science teacher, be that in physics, chemistry or biology, and they have studied maths for 4 years. But on their teaching council registration, it says physics, chemistry or biology. It doesn't say maths.
Okay.
But they're eminently experienced to teach maths, but they're considered out of field. You might also have trainee teachers or people who have a degree in maths but don't have the teacher qualification. So they're considered out of field or unqualified teachers.
So are you saying there's a lot of maths teachers out there that are perfectly good that are not being, recognised in these figures?
Well, yes, they're not being recognised, but I mean, it's to reassure parents that schools are not plucking people off the street to teach maths or Irish. There are people who have the expertise in that area, and that's been acknowledged by the Department in Fairness, who have been offering for a number of years.
Okay, but Paul, are you saying that there isn't an issue then about getting maths or Irish teachers?
No, there's an issue getting almost every subject in certain areas, but the figures sound a lot worse than they are. And I mean, this is an area that's the inspectorate discuss with schools on their inspections all of the time about teacher qualifications and teachers out of field and all of that. And I suppose schools are very aware of that, and from a national perspective, it's great to finally have national figures so that we can actually put in policies in place to make sure that this is reduced. And there has been an improvement from the 22 figures to the 24 figures.
Okay. Look, it's very interesting, and I've no doubt lots of teachers listening in this morning, and indeed parents who have concerns, will be very interested in what you have to say. Do appreciate you coming on. That's Paul Crone there, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies. Let us know what you think, particularly if you're a teacher or indeed if you have kids in school and you're struggling to get them the subjects, etc., that you want. Love to know what people think out there. Also, that Dublin waiting is a very interesting thing that I've no doubt we'll be discussing again throughout 2025. 087 1400 106 is the what.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.